Hello. Welcome to episode 6 in our series, Step Into His Presence. Today we will step into his presence to learn about prayer with fasting. Today's episode is entitled, Nothing is Impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Matthew 19, verse 26, Mark 10, verse 27, and Luke 1, verse 37. These are words of encouragement when we go through difficult times. And haven't we all been there at one time or another in our walk with Christ? If you haven't, keep living. But we must never forget what God has done for us, and we must never forget that He can do what He has once done again and again. It is easy to forget, but the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance all things. John chapter 14, verse 26. In this and future episodes, I will share some personal experiences with you on how prayer and fasting thwarted attacks against myself, my family, friends, and even people I did not know personally. Yes, I said prayer and fasting, because that is what I learned early in my walk with God from the very first year I committed my life to Him. The church I attended after I gave my life to the Lord taught prayer with fasting. But let me stop here and give a caveat. I'm talking about what we, my husband, Charles, and I did as prayer warriors. We are not saying you have to follow our pattern of fasting, but we encourage you to research fasting so you do not harm yourself. This includes following and seeking appropriate medical advice. Okay, let's move on. The Bible talks about fasting in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. When you think of fasting, you think about denying yourself food and water or just food. Some people broadly expand the definition of fasting to include denying things that bring personal enjoyment. In the New Testament, Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights without food, but we believe he had some form of water. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, and Luke chapter 4, I believe, verse 1 and 2, it talk about this. He understood the importance of fasting from the moment he was driven into the desert when the Holy Spirit compelled him, Jesus, to fast and continue in prayer. Only after that wilderness experience did he return and begin his ministry, which included preaching, teaching, performing healings and miracles, and more. In the book of Esther, the Old Testament, the Jewish people fasted on two separate occasions in conjunction with praying to God to spare them from annihilation by an evil man named Haman. Queen Esther was not in the first round of fasting. That's in Esther chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. However, when she was asked to go and appear before King Ahasuerus and ask him to spare the lives of her people, which is something she could have been put to death for doing without his permission to appear, she asked everyone to fast for 3 days and nights. And that's in Esther 4, verse 16. This included her maids, probably not Jewish. And of course, you know the outcome. The Jewish people were delivered and their enemy, Haman, was destroyed. Fasting is biblical and provides sound reasons for implementing it as a spiritual warfare weapon to answer prayer. The Bible says some things are not going to be manifested without fasting. They will not come to pass without it. Everyone does not believe in fasting, and that's okay. If you see prayers answered without fasting, then okay. But if you are still praying about the same things after years and years without the desired results, why not try fasting with prayer? When the Lord first saved me and I was a baby Christian, my husband and I were faced with him losing his job. I was pregnant, wasn't working, and we surely could not afford to have him out of work. I was resistant to fasting and did not want to fast. But when he was about to lose his job, well, I changed my mind pretty quickly. I did eat fruit, so it was not a dry fast, that is, no food or water. Everyone was saying there was no way he would keep his job, but they were wrong. He did keep his job. Now that is an abbreviated version of the story, and all of these references will be abbreviated in the interest of time. My husband and I have fasted and prayed for others as well. We have seen people who were sick be healed, who lost jobs be restored to the same job or new jobs, and people who were in bondage from sexual immorality delivered. In one case, a woman called me who was facing an operation that could have left her barren. I still see that day in my mind very clearly. I had a few sips of coffee left in my cup, and when I got off the phone with her, I finished that coffee and started my fast. Anyone who knows me, you know I really like coffee, but coffee and food came off my food list when I began to fast. She went through the surgery just fine. Sometimes a fast doesn't produce the results you hoped for. We prayed for another woman in a different situation who was being mistreated by her employer. She was being threatened with termination. I know how devastating it can be to work in that kind of environment, and many of you do as well. But I also know how difficult it is to think about losing your job. I went on a 72-hour fast, no food, for that young lady, and, well, she ended up being terminated anyway, but she got a really good severance. Now, it's not exactly the result I hoped for, but I believe any fast that gives God glory is never in vain. When she decided to move to look for work in another city, her house was sold to the first family who came to look at it. She transitioned smoothly to a new location and found employment within a year. More importantly, God took care of her. Her finances were covered during that time. On another occasion, we prayed for a young man, someone I had never met, but whose parents I had met on vacation a few years earlier. This young man was college age and was facing conviction for a very minor offense, but nevertheless, it was an offense that might have affected him for the rest of his life. We prayed and I fasted all day until that evening when his parents called and his father said the jury found him not guilty. I was ecstatic. Yes, perhaps just praying would have been enough, but fasting is a catalyst that boosts my faith. We do not fast to make God do anything. But I believe self-sacrifice pleases him, and he does not want to see us disappointed. But let me say this, even if he does not answer the way we hope he will after we have prayed and fasted, or if he does not answer at all, we should be like the young Hebrew men when King Nebuchadnezzar threatened to throw them into the fiery furnace. They said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. We too should stand for and say, he will answer. But if he does not answer the way we want him to, we will trust him anyway. Then tell the devil to get under your foot where he belongs. Well, I could go on and on about how fasting with prayer has resulted in victory in my life and the lives of others I have known. However, as stated previously, in the interest of time, we will stop and share more on fasting in future presentations in this series. So stay with us. After our closing prayer, please stay tuned for Apostle Charles. He will tell you how to contact us and access past and future podcasts on YouTube videos. Lord, we pray for all our listeners on this journey to step into your presence with prayer and fasting. Give them wisdom as you direct them to a victorious life in Christ. And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, say this: God, I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, and I call on Jesus to deliver me from a life of rejecting and sinning against you to a life of righteous living in him. And I believe I am saved unto everlasting life. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 13. Until next time, now stay tuned for Apostle Charles.
If you want to contact us or comment on this podcast, please visit our website at cgmissions.com/podcast, where all episodes are available by category and series format. This is Apostle Charles. Until next time, God bless you.
Charles George Missions is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Donations are tax deductible. Donations may be made through our website, cgmissions.com.